Today's his favorite day because this is the day he's made. The scripture that Bracken read this morning, it just sort of ministered to me a lot in my time with the Lord recently. And so there's kind of two parts to it. And these are verses we've looked at a number of times in recent months, but I can't get over just the role of the Holy Spirit. And so this is what it says in chapter 14. We'll go back to chapter 16 in a minute. But the helper, and so again, I want you to think in terms of whenever you hear those words again, like the helper, because that sounds like somebody who just comes alongside and kind of helps us out. And the word helper does mean to come alongside. But if you read all this Upper Room Discord, what he comes to help us do is he helps us to know how to steward our union with Christ. The fact that Jesus Christ is now going to live in us. Jesus said, don't be sad because I'm going away. It's to your advantage that I go away physically, because when I go away, I'll send the helper. And he's going to take everything that's mine and disclose it to you. He's going to publish me, glorify me in you. And so there's going to be this change of relationship. Jesus' work in that body on earth was done. And at Pentecost, we became his body, the body of Christ. We're the church. And the Holy Spirit's role now is to help us navigate how to participate in that life of Jesus in us, now being lived through us, which was different for them than what they had experienced. They had been with Jesus. They had experienced Jesus' stuff that he did. But now he was going to be in them, and they were going to be in him. And that's what the Holy Spirit helps us do. That's his role. And he says that he'll teach us all things. So whatever it is you need, let's just say you have a new relationship in your life, new friend or a new person, and you're not sure how to navigate that relationship. Well, you want to navigate that relationship from Christ in a Christ-like way. Not you're trying to be like Christ, but by your stewarding and simply participating in the life of Jesus lived out through you. So in union with Christ, being a friend to that person or relating to that person. Maybe that's someone that's next door or works with you that's difficult. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. It says in chapter 16, he'll lead you into all truth. He'll continually publish Jesus in you. This is the newest publishment of Jesus in this. He'll reveal to you how Jesus wants to do this through you, how you can surrender in childlike faith. You with me? That's pretty amazing. So whatever it is in life that you're doing, you know, maybe your husband's mood has changed. He'll teach you all things. He'll teach you how to steward Christ in that. You know, maybe you have family members that are not nice to you. He'll teach you how to allow Christ to live through you in relationship to them, whatever it might be. New job. And he will bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And he's speaking to the disciples. Let me just read again chapter 16, the verses that he read. He uses the word disclose three times in verse 13, 14, and 15. He talks about what the Holy Spirit's going to disclose the things of Jesus to you. With the language there, the word, the grammar is actually, he'll disclose them in you. The word is to publish or opinion. He'll give you Jesus' opinion or the opinion about Jesus in that moment. Like, what is, if he's going to lead you into all truth, Jesus is the truth, the Holy Spirit's there revealing to you the truth about Jesus in that situation, how he wants to handle it, what he wants to do. But the word glorify means to publish. I'm sorry. Because the next verse he's going to say, he'll glorify me. But the word to disclose, I don't mean to get too technical, but this is fun to me. This is what my prayer life is like. So I'm giving you insight into my prayer life. So I'll see a word, and I want to know what that word means, because that's how we communicate through words, right? And so this is God's voice for dummies. So the Bible's really awesome, and so we want to I want to know what these words mean because they mean something. The Holy Spirit picked them out on purpose. So the word disclose, he's going to disclose in you. He's going to publish Jesus and disclose the things of Jesus, all things that are Jesus, all that Jesus is. He's going to disclose that in you. The word disclose comes from two words, to reveal or to declare, to proclaim. And this attached to another little word, little preposition, upward. And the idea is the Holy Spirit's going to reveal in you, declare in you the upward things, the things that are upward above earth's perspective in terms of how Jesus sees things. I mean, why wouldn't he? You're seated in heavenly places in Christ. I don't know how to live that way, do you? I don't know how to live from that reality, and the Holy Spirit's helping me to do that, to see things, to publish Christ, and then to declare in me the things that Jesus sees that's higher than the perspective of the earth. Kind of sounds like John chapter 3. What John the Baptist said about Jesus, he said, he who comes from above is above all. And he who is from the earth is of the earth, is from the earth, and speaks the things of the earth. But he who comes from above is above all, and what he has seen and heard from above, of that he bears witness. And that's what's happening in you. That's still Jesus, and that's that Jesus who lives in you. And the Holy Spirit's there to bear witness to you how Christ sees things from an above perspective, from heaven's perspective, into every situation and every relationship on earth. So that no matter what you do, and no matter what you say, no matter what your attitude is going to be, heaven's attitude projected into that moment, into that conversation, into that reality. We use this term all the time. We say, or this phrase, what about what's going on changes the truth about who Jesus is in you? What about what that person's saying to you changes the truth about who Jesus is in you? Doesn't. The Holy Spirit's here to lead us into all truth, into all things Jesus, and to proclaim in us the things that Jesus sees from upward perspective, from above the earth perspective. Because you see, you're from heaven. You're born from above. And if you're born from above and you're seeing heavenly places and you're one with Christ, oh, the mind of Christ is always something that is an above earth's perspective reality. There's earth's report about everything. People talk to us all the time giving us earth's perspective, but we get to give heaven's perspective. There's joy in that. See, like if you find yourself in a controversial situation or circumstance or somebody's not being very nice to you, and you find joy in your heart, not that they're being ugly because your heart's broken for them, because you're not offended with them. You're offended for them because what the enemy's doing to them. Because that's earth's perspective. That's heaven's perspective. That's the mind of Christ. But what's fun is as they're doing it, and you're just like the Holy Spirit's now revealing, Jesus is saying things to you as they're being nasty to you. Don't you just love them so much? Yeah, yes, we do, Lord. That's heaven's perspective. And then you get to share that instead of getting into a quarrel with them. See, heaven, when you emit heaven, it has heaven's consequences. When you get down on their level on earth, it just emits earth's consequences. Because you see, who comes from above is above all. You're above all that. And we get to live that way in the midst of a fallen world. Jesus said, you're in the world, okay, but you're not of the world. You're seated in heavenly places. See? Isn't that fun? And that was supposed to be the introduction, but that's the word. So we'll do the next one. We'll do the next word, which is fun. in the next word. Again, we'll save it. We'll save it. Okay? Because you have to understand, how do I know if I'm listening to the Holy Spirit? There's only two things. Again, let me say it again. There are only two kinds of wisdom. Either it's the Holy Spirit or it's the flesh. There's only options. Lost people can only flow in the flesh. They have the mind of the flesh. As a Christian, we have the mind of Christ, but you can walk in the flesh. So there are only two kinds of wisdoms. There's only two things going on inside, either that which is of the flesh or that which is from heaven. That's what James says. And if it's from heaven, the consequence of it is going to be fruit of peace. It creates gentleness in you, calm, and righteousness. It just makes you right. Your thinking's just right. There's an unbrokenness about it. That which is flesh has and it's earthly, has a demonic ground to it. Doesn't mean you have a demon in you, but demons can whisper things in our ears, can't they? One of the ways that you can know if it doesn't bring peace and it doesn't bring unbrokenness, the Holy Spirit's voice is always, his words are always spirit and life, then you don't need to listen to it. Because the enemy's a liar and a really good one. And he knows you really well. He's an archangel, smart. And he knows exactly the things to whisper in your ear to mess you up if you listen to him. But you're from above, so you don't have to. You with me? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.